The following account appears on page 245 of the book Lucid Dreaming by Robert Wagner. Years ago, my wife and I joined a 7-day float trip down the Colorado River through the Grand Canyon. Within a day or two of being constantly in nature and totally out of touch with the world of work, meetings, phone calls, and national news, we felt ourselves readjust mentally and emotionally. Surrounded by nature, we became inwardly more neutral, more alive, and more aware in each moment. On the trip, I noticed that I had particularly interesting dreams and became lucid on 2 successive nights as I lay asleep outside on a tarp under the brilliant stars and moon. It felt good to be free of routine concerns and return to nature's simple rhythms. On the 4th day of the Grand Canyon trip, the August sun blazed deep into the cliffs as our raft pulled to the rocky shore near Havasu Canyon, home of the famous, beautiful spring-fed waterfall and luscious, milky blue creek waters. As we disembarked to explore, our guides told us to follow the trail across the rocks and up above the steep embankment alongside the creek for about a mile, and then the trail would drop down to the silky blue canyon water. Watching our group scramble along the rock and wisp of a trail, I looked back to see my wife helping a woman, the oldest person in our group, negotiate the easiest route. There was no sense of hurry now. I hung back and helped my wife and the woman at various rocky points. Up ahead, the rest of the boat made quick progress along the trail. Eventually, and with some effort, we helped the woman down the steep embankment of loose gravel and dirt to a quiet place in the creek where she could soak. "Ah," I murmured as we started to cross the swift, cool waters of the creek. This silky water had some mineral in it, which made for its smooth feel and soft white stone formations underwater. Finding a spot, we eased ourselves into delicious coolness. I relaxed and closed my eyes. This was heaven in the August sun. I literally soaked it all in. A few minutes later, I took a quick glance around. Most everyone had gone further upstream to the waterfall, perhaps. My wife and a couple of others relaxed 20 feet away in a quiet pool. I closed my eyes again. Feeling at peace and playful, I mentally said, "So, Canyon, what do you have to say to me?" Immediately, I mentally heard a voice clearly state, "Get out while you can." Now that was completely unexpected. I sat up and looked to see if I was hurting something, sitting on a plant or breaking a rock. Everything seemed fine. Still, I couldn't deny that I had clearly heard something suggest otherwise. I closed my eyes again, feeling assured that I was not hurting the canyon. More relaxed now, I decided to ask one more time. "So, Canyon, what do you have to say to me?" This time it sounded even more urgent. "Get out while you can." Hearing those words a second time, I knew something was really wrong. I still didn't know what, but the canyon knew. Pulling myself out of the water, I called to my wife. "We have to go." Lazily, she asked why. "I don't know," I said, "but something's wrong." Moments later, I looked to the sky, and there, beyond the West Canyon wall, I could see the dark front edge of a massive thunderhead coming into view. "Look over there," I pointed. "It's a thunderstorm headed this way. There's going to be a flash flood." My wife's first concern was the elderly woman. "We've got to get her out of here," she said. We roused the others from their quiet relaxation in the stream and told them of the approaching storm. Together we helped the elderly woman up the embankment and onto the trail above the creek bank. By then, the crew from the boat appeared running up the trail, yelling, "Get out! Get back to the boat! A storm's coming! Hurry!" Everyone made it back to the boat just as the heavens opened up with a thunderous downpour. As we pushed off into the river looking for a ledge to moor beneath and escape the torrent of rain, I thanked the canyon for letting us get out, quote, "while we still could," unquote, knowing that in moments a flash flood would be racing through Havasu Canyon.